Today is January the 20th, 2021. Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I'm your host for the program. And for the 2020-2021 school year, we will be reading through the book of Psalms and Proverbs. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy, holy, holy God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. O Lord, you are the answer to our prayers. You are the balm of Gilead to soothe us, and the creator, designer, and the God equal to none other. You are our Father, generous, and the hope of education. You are the intelligent designer, and your name is Jesus, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, our Messiah. And that name that is so sweet. You are the opener of our eyes and heart. You are the protector of our nation. O Lord, you are the one who will quiet us by your love, the rock, our Savior, and our teacher. You are ubiquitously ours, and the sweet victory in the blood of Jesus. You are the Word, and you became flesh. You're the expert, Yeshua, and the zenith over life itself. O holy God, we come to you today in a peace that passes all understanding. How do you do that for us, Lord? It's that Word, your beautiful Word. Thank you for allowing us to be in the Word with our brothers and sisters each day. Thank you, Lord, for prayer, that time to pray like right now. What an incredible privilege to come before the King of the universe, and you have time for us. What a merciful, gracious, and forgiving God. We thank you, Lord. Bless the little children today, all the way from pre-K to our seniors, and help them, Lord, to honor you. Bless our colleagues and our administrators and all those who seek to know you and all those who don't know you yet. Cannot wait for that day when they proclaim Jesus as Lord and Savior. Help us to play a part in that by keeping the armor of God on us. You are armor, Lord. Let us know you more. Let us learn from you. Let the book come alive. We thank you for it all in the precious, perfect, and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. It is our sword. Today we are up to Psalm 86. The Word of God, Psalm 86. Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord, for I put my trust in you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. When I am in distress, I call to you because you answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name, for you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name. I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the depths, from the realms of the dead. Arrogant foes are attacking me, O God. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. They have no regard for you. But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Show your strength in behalf of your servant. Save me, because I serve you, just as my mother did. Give me a sign of your goodness, that my enemies may see it and be put to shame. For you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. The Word of God, Psalm 86. Oh, praise God for his beautiful word. Now, the second thing that we love to do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read our daily devotionals. And these devotionals are free for you to pass on and encourage others if they do. And they are written by many different authors. Today's is from me. It always cracks me up when it shows up. But it's called His Promise Sustains Us, the prayer. Father, in the midst of what is going on, I choose to affirm that it is your hope and your promise that sustains me. Help me walk in the reality of the hope you have given me. And the scripture that I chose for this reading is Psalm 119, verses 49 to 50. Remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. My comfort in my suffering is this: your promise preserves my life. As we look into the promises of God, we frame everything around the hope that lies within us. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And we get that from Colossians 2, verse 9. And he paid it all for us, that we may live with him eternally. That is our hope. That is our promise. He will never forget you. He will never leave you. Each day in school is another day closer to fully understanding his great gifts and living it out in our daily walk. Be refreshed today, dear Christian brother and sister, in your position of dignity. Walk with him through your daily routines and lessons. Look for ways to bless today because he has blessed us mightily. Now the quote for the day is, "Make it simple, but significant." And that was from Don Draper. Now, if you're ever wondering why there's a quote for the day in every one of my devotionals, it's because I have a devotional that gives teachers the ability to write a quote on the board, and then I intermingle them with scripture, because as long as you have many secular quotes, you can quote the word legally and gracefully. What a nice discussion that makes, too. So that's in my first devotional, Around the Word in 180 Days, God's Promises. What a privilege. The remainder of our time together, my friends, is our theme for this school year, Prayer, Care, and Dare. We have 180 scripture prayers available each day that you can pray with your brothers and sisters in the public schools. 180 ways to care for others on your campus, and 180 ways to dare to live out your life as a Christian in the public schools. Let us begin with prayer. Each school day, we say a scripture, then we pray that scripture. Today's scripture is Luke 18, verses 16 to 17. But Jesus called to them, saying, "Let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." Do we treasure the children like Jesus does? They are the reason we're educators. Let us love the students by the power of the Holy Spirit. And now, dear friends, let us pray. I will do a prayer that represents us, a true prayer from my heart to your heart to his heart. I hope that you try it. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. He is so loving, especially to the children. Thank you for his example of bringing the children to him. Lord, help us to be like little children, because we will receive the kingdom with pure hearts as children, or we will not enter it. Lord, help us to never hinder a child in any way, for the kingdom belongs to them. Bless the little children among us, from the babies to the seniors in high school and beyond. Place your watchful care over them and help us to make a kingdom impact for their sake. Thank you, Lord, for thy kingdom come. We pray in the name of our King Jesus. Amen. These prayers are also found, that standalone prayers, on our YouTube channel called 180 Days of Praying Scripture with Educators. And though that's a long title, any of those keywords will be found if you go to YouTube. And so if you don't have time for the podcast, or but yet you still want to be in prayer, in unity, through Scripture, Those are available for you. Feel free to share those too, of course. And now let's talk about care. So care is that ability that sets us apart as Christians, because it's our charge from our King. He said, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." So in this year where people just, it's just the most unbelievable year, isn't it, my friends? But that's why we have to be different. So though we can be fearful, we just can't dwell on it. For if it's important enough to worry about it, it's plenty important enough to pray about. So let's pray about all those worries and fears. But while we are on campus, let us have that incredible peace that passes all understanding that can come only from Him. And one of the ways is to just do little things for other people. And so we have 180 suggestions for you, one a day. And some of them are really silly and simple, and you can do them. Mother Teresa said, not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. So today is a nice, simple one. Just buy a bag of Hershey's Kisses and randomly just put one in someone's mailbox, just because. And they'll wonder, like, what is this? And maybe you do it again here and there, and they don't have to find out who it is, but something tells me they're going to know. And now, let's talk about dare. So dare is a pretty powerful word. But dare, especially these days, you know, people don't want to hear about our God. They don't want to know the Savior yet. And so sometimes they dismiss us as Christians now. It's kind of strange, right, in our own nation. But it's just the reality of it. And so we just want to love on them. We don't want to do anything more than pray for them and pray that they come to know our Savior. But there is a daring part to it now. And so you need to learn to live out your faith legally and gracefully and to praise God in ways that are attractive. And so I am reading through all of the guidelines from just four documents. And this one that we're in is now called the Teacher's Guideline to Religion in the Public Schools. And it says today, teachers must be alert to the distinction between teaching about religious holidays, which is permissible, and celebrating religious holidays, which is not permissible. And so that fine line is something you just need to know and to obey. But we do have a prayer that you can join us every single school day that is constitutionally protected because it's private free speech. And so we stop every day at 1:16 p.m. just momentarily. And I know it's a crazy time, but it's based on Romans 1:16. How exciting. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today, my brothers and sisters, let us pray that we may be a comfort to those students who are hurting in any way that they may be feeling bad. And so, my friends, let me remind you of a small portion from our reading from today that was so beautiful. In Psalm 86, "But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness. O Holy God, we come before you and we praise you. We thank you for your compassion and mercy on our schools and on our nation. Today, we ask a blessing on the transition to a new president. We thank you for all of this in the mighty and marvelous name of your King, our Savior, Jesus. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty God who saves. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exalt over you with loud singing." And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.